Thanks so much, everyone. I know that we have folks calling in from trains, planes, and automobiles and all kinds of fun other methods of transportation, so we appreciate you joining us for required monthly call. This is Emily Steinberg, Director of National Service Programs here at One Star, and thank you for taking role, Miranda. I'm also joined by our grants officers, Laura West, Anna Eberhardt, Jerry Bertrand, and our new Strategic Communications Summer Specialist, Gabby Medina, who you will hear about a little bit later. And so I just wanted to start our call off by giving you a few updates on important dates and deadlines. Most of you probably are aware that our Governor's Volunteer Awards deadline was yesterday, June 18th. However, because we really want to make sure that we receive as many AmeriCorps nominations as possible, we have decided to extend the deadline specifically in the AmeriCorps category until tomorrow, Friday, June 20th, at midnight Central Time. So if you still have any great members that you would like to nominate, we strongly, strongly encourage you to visit our Governor's Volunteer Awards page on our website and to fill out a nomination form for one of your members. Ideally, we'd like to see at least one nomination per program per year. This is a really great, free, easy way to recognize members at the end of their service year. And they would be recognized in September at our Governor's Volunteer Awards ceremony. So we strongly encourage you to consider filling out a Governor's Volunteer Award application by extended deadline of Friday, June 20th. We have not received as many nominations this year or last year as we would like to see, and so I'm really strongly encouraging you all to do this. I also want to let you know that you're welcome to nominate more than one member. If you want to nominate, you know, your top five members or whatever seems appropriate for your program, you are welcome to do that. And I can honestly say I think it's still an honor for them to even be nominated if you let them know that you're nominating them, even if they end up not being selected. It's a really easy member recognition opportunity for you all, as well as a way to get the AmeriCorps visibility that we want to see at the statewide level. So consider submitting a nomination. It's pretty easy and just requires a brief narrative, some letters of support, and a photo of the nominee. We will take questions at the end if anybody has any questions about it. A few other important upcoming deadlines that we want to make sure that you're aware of. These are all posted in the AmeriCorps update, but we just want to make sure that everybody's got it on their calendars and radar screens. Your AmeriCorps 20th anniversary mini grant applications are due to us June 23rd. We tried to make this a very, very easy online application process because this is essentially $500 in free money for you all. We expect to see 100% of AmeriCorps programs applying for this. And we will talk about that in a little bit as well in more depth. Startup documents will be due to One Star to your grants officers on June 24th. Those are all documents that we require in advance of the 2014-15 program year. So if you will be operating this coming program year, you must be submitting those documents to us for review and approval by the 24th of this month. So if for any reason you didn't receive that information, please do check in with your grants officer. We're happy to answer any questions that you might have about those startup docs. Next up, the deadline to register for new AmeriCorps staff orientation is July 2nd. Please be thinking if you might have any new hires or recent hires who want to attend that training. We encourage all primary program and primary fiscal contacts to attend our new AmeriCorps staff orientation, but there may be other staff as well that might be appropriate to attend. So let us know. The form has been posted. It is in the AmeriCorps update. Just let your grants officer know if you have any questions about who might be appropriate to send. We should have space for up to around 20 or 25 folks, so we still have plenty of space left. So we hope to see you July 22nd through 23rd at the new AmeriCorps staff orientation. And then we're going to talk about inclusion training in a little bit, so just hold tight on that one. And we're going to talk – actually, let's just talk about that right now. So Miranda, would you tell us a little bit more about that?
Definitely. So on July 23rd and 24th, we will be hosting the Advanced Disability Inclusion Training. We've been talking a little bit about this on our monthly calls, but we finally secured some dates for that. And so what we're planning is to have it begin directly after the NASA ends on the 23rd in the afternoon, and then continue it into July 24th. A Wednesday and a Thursday, I believe. And so we'll be doing a number of different trainings. One in particular, we'll be bringing in Aaron Lawler of the Governor's Committee on People with Disabilities. And those of you who were at the last inclusion training, she did a training there as well. And I know we got some really great feedback on her training, so we thought we'd bring her back. She's going to be doing something a little different this year. So, and we'll be probably doing some other trainings on reasonable accommodation. We'll be sending out more details in the coming days. So,
great. Thanks. And that's a training that our graduate fellow, Emily Shryak, has been working hard on, and she has extensive experience with disability inclusion, so we're really excited to see what she pulls together for us in July. Moving right along, we posted a new August training opportunity for programs that is optional in the last AmeriCorps update, but OneStar will be sponsoring and co-hosting a federal grants training on August 5th with NGMA, which is the National Grants Management Association. This training will be held from 10 to 6 p.m. here in Austin at the Texas State Capitol, along with some corporate sponsors who will be providing some other fun perks for those who attend. It's free, you just have to pre-register. And NGMA typically hosts events in D.C., but was looking for more opportunities to host regional trainings, and this is one of their first regional trainings. So if you might be interested in sending any staff, check in with your fiscal grants officer about using your grant funds as allowable travel costs. But likely that would be approved depending on your situation. There will also be a presentation by our very own senior grants management specialist, Elisa Gleason, and former OneStar staffer, Chris Riley, on the full grants life cycle. So there will be relevant topics, and it will be great networking with other folks who have to deal with managing federal grants. So could be a good support group opportunity as well for all of you. So take a look at that and check out the last AmeriCorps update for information on how to register. And last but not least, with summer training opportunities, and kind of moving into the fall, we have our Texas nonprofit held September 8th through 19th in Austin, same location as last year at the Renaissance Hotel. The early bird registration has been extended through July 22nd. June 22nd is what I meant to say. So please do make sure that you get registered if you want to get the bird rate by next on July 20th. There will be some great training opportunities specific to nonprofit organizations as a whole, and plenty of opportunities to network with other nonprofit professionals as well as OneStar staff. So look at that if you might be interested. And speaking of training, we wanted to give you all an exciting update related to Southwest Cluster training events. But before I do that, I just want to remind you all, if you haven't already, to mute your phones yourselves using star 1 or the mute button on your phone. That will be helpful. Thanks so much. So without further ado, we wanted to announce that Texas has been nominated as the next host site for the 2014-15 Southwest Cluster training event. OneStar has accepted the challenge of applying for CNCS funds to support this event. We are looking at potentially combining it with our spring AmeriCorps grantee training that we always have, probably looking at a February, March, or April timeframe. But we are having to coordinate with other clusters that are also hosting their conferences, as we tend to use a lot of the same corporation staff and logistics planners for the cluster events. So we will be submitting that proposal soon. We'd love to hear any suggestions or feedback that you all might have from the field on how we can make the Southwest Cluster training even stronger this year. We've definitely heard a lot of requests for adding in more fiscal and grants management content. But we will probably be publishing some surveys in the coming months regarding specific content, topics, or speakers that you might want to see. So stay tuned for more details, but do know that we plan to host the Southwest Cluster this spring. And moving right along, also something coming up in the fall that you all are probably eagerly awaiting is the AmeriCorps 20th anniversary. This will be held on September 12th, and I know that you all are hopefully working on those mini-grant applications that are due to us by June 23rd. I did want to also give you another exciting update related to the mini-grant application, which is that OneStar has successfully been able to secure the match for those 20th anniversary mini-grants. Yay! So we basically worked with a publicist and the CNCS External Affairs team to promote the I Want to Join AmeriCorps public service announcement video. And due to all of the in-kind television and radio airtime that we have received so far, OneStar has generated over $92,000 in in-kind media match that can be directly applied to our 20th anniversary activities. So congratulations to all of us collectively. You will not have to provide that match. However, we do still need you to fill out that application, letting us know if anything were to change or if anything were to go wrong with that, that you could theoretically provide that match. But don't think too much about it. Don't worry too much about that application. It's more important that you get it in so that we can get you the $500 per program that we have dedicated for each of you. If you absolutely can't use an extra $500, I guess you don't have to apply for it, but we're hoping that all of you will consider at least attending an Austin signature event on September 12th. As of right now, we're looking at the 12 to 3 p.m. time frame of having programs have their members come to Austin and be available as early as 12 o'clock noon on September 12th. There may be opportunities for networking or having lunch together before you arrive at the actual ceremony, which we anticipate will start around 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, depending on kind of what the White House ends up deciding about their national live stream. But we're working on some exciting speakers and festivities, and that's partly why we have welcomed back Gabby Medina, our strategic communications specialist. You guys may remember Gabby from our last summer here at OneStar. She worked with us on marketing and media efforts as well back then, and she's back to help us plan the 20th anniversary. So say hi, Gabby.
Hello.
So if anybody has questions or suggestions or ideas about media and marketing materials for the 20th anniversary, Gabby will be assisting us with putting all of those together and having them ready for September 12th. So we look forward to that. In addition, you all have noticed that part of the mini grant and part of CNCS's expectations for us as a field is not only to celebrate the AmeriCorps 20th anniversary on September 12th, but also to commemorate the 9/11 Day of Remembrance on September 11th, the day before. That said, CNCS has recognized that, of course, it may be difficult to plan actual events on September 11th, given that we will be gearing up for such a large event on the 12th. But OneStar is looking at some alternate methods of providing you all perhaps civic reflection curriculum or discussion materials that you have with your core members on the 11th. We also strongly encourage you all to think about ways that you might want to do a service project in your local community, either on September 11th or on the Saturday after, which is the 13th. So consider how you might use those $500 that we will be awarding you to both commemorate 9/11 as well as celebrate the 20th anniversary. So that's kind of what we're thinking for the 20th anniversary. We have two potential venues. We are trying to narrow them down. The two potential venues include the LBJ Auditorium at the University of Texas, which recently hosted the Civil Rights Summit, as some of you may have seen, which also held a national live stream event. Or the Bob Bullock Texas State History Museum. They are almost across the street from each other, so both of them are in the same university campus area. So we look forward to telling you once we have our final venue selected and we are moving towards that event. So stay tuned for more updates. We're going to shift our focus a little bit now to some fiscal updates. So I'm going to turn it over to Jerry to tell you a little bit about an upcoming initiative related to IPERA.
Sure. Thanks, Emily. And hello, everyone. The
Improper Payments Elimination and Recovery Act, some of you have heard of, a.k.a. IPERA, is a piece of legislation that requires federal agencies to do testing to determine the amount of potential improper payments exist with that entity's funds that are being issued to grantees and other beneficiaries. And some of you all were a part of some of the testing on this process that occurred about a year ago, and we appreciate everyone's diligence in providing all the info that the corporation asked for last year. And they are doing additional testing this year, and the process is going to be a little bit different. As some of you on the call may be aware, last year there was a lot of direct dealing with the corporation after a certain point in the process between your organization, if you were one who was selected for testing, between your organization and the corporation. This year, they are having state commissions such as OneStar act sort of as the middle person, and the request for documentation related to any expenditures that you incur will be coming from OneStar. So the way that this will play out, and we don't completely know all of the timelines yet, but I'll talk about what we do know in a moment. The way this is going to happen is OneStar will receive a request, which indeed we already have, for detail on payments that have been made using grant funds out to you all. So at this point, we have provided a list of payments that got reported on federal financial reports to the corporation. The next step is that the corporation is going to select one or more of those payments that were included in the list, and they are going to want detail at the transaction, by individual transaction, of what constituted that payment. So, for example, we paid $100,000 to grantee A. The corporation is going to ask us to get a general ledger detail from grantee A, line by line, of what that $100,000 consisted of. And then we will provide that to the corporation after asking you all to submit it to us. We'll look over it to make sure it seems to add up and that things look appropriate, and then we'll send that on to the corporation. And then, pardon me, as they have explained it, they will be back in touch with us, selecting one or more of the transactions on that list to have source documents provided. So if one of the transactions was, for example, a salary payment to one of your staff that was reported on the grant, then the corporation would want us to retrieve from, and they select that transaction, they would want us to retrieve from you things such as member timesheets, maybe something substantiating the amount that individual was eligible to be paid in your organization, maybe check stubs, things like that. So that's just an example. If it was a purchase of something, maybe the corporation would want to see a purchase order, proof that the goods were received, something showing the vendor was paid, and something that demonstrates that it was necessary for the work of the grant. So those are just some examples. We don't know the exact time frames, except that the corporation anticipates needing all of this documentation by the end of July. So that means sometime we expect, probably in the next couple of weeks, the corporation will be coming back to us with what we have provided them thus far, saying, give us transaction level general ledger reports of the following expenses, and at that we'll contact you all for any of you that were selected. Pardon me. So last year I want to say we had around four grantees selected. We don't know what it will look like this year, so hang tight, and we'll be in touch if the corporation wants something from you. So thank you very much. Is this a good time, Emily, for any questions on this?
Let's take questions at the very end.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's all on that for now then.
Okay.
And feel free to chime in later on once we unmute everything with questions.
All right. Thanks so much, Jerry. So, yes, please be nice to Jerry and Anna when they come knocking on your door, potentially asking for source documentation. This is a top-down initiative that is congressionally mandated, so the corporation has to comply with, you know, Congress's requests, and we have to comply with the corporation's requests. So bear with us, be patient, and be sure to warn your fiscal folks that IPERA is coming for them. Just kidding. But potentially. And this brings us to our last topic. We saved the best for last because we know there will probably be a lot of questions on this topic, which is AmeriCorps Healthcare. Luckily, the news here is actually rather good. For those of you that keep up with the AmeriCorps updates, as all of you should be doing, we've probably seen that there's been some exciting updates. For instance, the very first, at least to our knowledge, the very first AmeriCorps member healthcare plan that meets ACA and MEC requirements has been developed and released, and that is from the Core Network. That is effective September 1st. They have a plan that is available for a relatively reasonable rate of $199 per member per month that will meet both the current AmeriCorps requirements and ACA MEC requirements, according to them. So if you have want more information, check out the last AmeriCorps update or get in touch with the Core Network. They've been able to keep that plan relatively affordable, which was most people's concerns about having an ACA-compliant AmeriCorps policy. Surprisingly, they've been able to keep it at a $100 deductible, which is surprisingly low. We were thinking it might be more in the $400 to $500 deductible range, but they were able to negotiate it to have a $100 deductible, which is consistent with past AmeriCorps healthcare plans. So take a look at that. We're pretty excited that that was able to be accomplished, and there will be more webinars being offered by Willis of Seattle, which is the administrator of the Core Network plan, so stay tuned for more information from them on that if you are a member of that plan. And as a reminder, OneStar is a statewide member affiliate of the Core Network, so all OneStar grantees are automatically eligible for the Core Network member benefits. You don't have to join separately, so that should save you money if your organization chooses to use that plan in the coming year. Also, we've heard from, we've heard through the grapevine, let's say, that the corporation is getting ready to release its new provisions. There was a brief moment where they posted them publicly and some of us saw them and have an idea of what might possibly be in them. And according to that, if this does end up being the final provisions draft, it looks like the coming 2014-15 program year will be another transition or gap year in AmeriCorps Healthcare, where the corporation will not update the provisions to align with the ACA. Affordable Care Act. But if those provisions do end up getting published and they are the same, what we are seeing is that the corporation will likely require that all programs come into compliance with minimum essential coverage by July 1st, 2015. So that means you would have basically a year of kind of the current existing gray area of what is required, where you're just simply being held to the AmeriCorps provisions, but by July 1st, 2015, you would be expected to have MEC-compliant coverage for members. So stay tuned for details. We're anxiously awaiting the official release of the provisions when we can officially provide guidance to you, but we're not totally sure if that is what will be released or not. Some of the state commissions have made recommendations to the corporation that may potentially influence how they release the provisions and what is included for healthcare, so we'll just have to see. Which does bring me to kind of my last healthcare point, which is that OneStar continues to be an active member of the America's Service Commission's healthcare working group, which is a group of state service commissions, national directs, and some vendors as well, which meets regularly to talk through potential recommendations and issues related to AmeriCorps healthcare. We recently had a productive conversation with BNCS's internal healthcare working group, and we look forward to more productive conversations with them. As a result of our participation in this healthcare work group, we have also drafted and will soon be publishing an Ask AmeriCorps member healthcare survey impact report, which some of you may recall there was a survey issued by Ask a few weeks or months back asking for program staff to give us input on both challenges and potential successes implementation of the new healthcare guidelines. So we will be publishing that report, which is about 30 pages long. It will be published probably in the coming 1 to 2 weeks. We will post it on our website and make sure to include a link to it in the next AmeriCorps update if it's available by then. And I just want to thank some of the one-star grantees who did take the time to comment on that survey. Several of you were quoted in the report, and you've probably heard from us if you will be quoted to get your permission. But overall, the work group has put together a list of recommendations based on that survey and our various observations across different states. And we will be sharing that with CNCS leadership and potentially also HHS eventually as well. So some exciting updates. Things seem to be moving in the right direction with healthcare, but we definitely would still love to continue to hear from all of you if you encounter specific challenges or even if you've had specific successes. So we definitely always want to keep the door open for your feedback on that. And I believe that is all we have for right now, but before we take questions, I think Miranda's going to take one more roll call before we take questions.
Sure. So if you came into the call not at the very beginning, if you want to just let me know you're here so that I can mark you as attending. So.
Aisha from Avanson.
Hi, Aisha.
Hi. Hi, Miranda. It's Melissa.
Project Melissa. Yeah.
It's Monica from College Forward.
Hi, Monica. Okay, who else?
Karen from Austin ISD.
Hi, Karen.
This is Kimberly with Reading Partners.
Okay. Hi, Kimberly.
This is Karen from Houston Center for Literacy. Just want to make sure you got that.
Okay, great. Okay. I did not, so thank you. Okay, anybody else that I missed? Okay. All right.
So we now have some time for questions. So does anybody have questions about any of the items?
Yes. Hi, this is Nicole with Reading Partners. Going back to Jerry's update, for that source documentation, are you going to be looking at fixed amount grants as well, or is that solely cost reimbursement grants?
So for fixed amount, my suspicion is that if they do look at that at all, it won't be at any type of level of source documentation for costs that you incurred. I would expect if they want to see anything, it would just be based on show us why the amounts paid are substantiated, which would be based on member enrollments. So it would look different for fixed amount if indeed they want to see anything at all.
Okay, great. And can you say again when we should expect to know?
We're expecting to get something from the corporation in the next couple of weeks on this. They haven't given a precise date. I know they're juggling a lot. They have like, I don't know, many hundred or over 1,000 of these requests out. So it's a huge project. So I know they have their hands full, but they haven't given us a date yet. But they did say they wish to have everything by the end of July. So I would expect they'll be making these requests real soon.
Jerry, this is Melissa. So sure. It'll be due back to you guys at the end of July?
Well, what they said on a phone call is that if they don't have everything by the end of July, they'll they'll sort of be consumed with trying to get it, like it'll be their only focus. So I'm guessing they will be wanting it a little sooner, but July, it sounds like, is end of July is very important to them that they have it by then. So I'm guessing requests will be made to us very soon so they can ensure they have it by the end of July, because I'm sure there will be a little bit of a period of time people need to retrieve documents and so on. I'm sure they're accounting for that.
Okay,
and I just also want to add to what Jerry's saying is that new this year to that process is that Anna and Jerry will be doing the first review, at least an initial basic review, to make sure that what you submit appears to be complete and to meet the requirements that CNCS has for the documentation. So just keep in mind, we may end up needing to set the deadline a few days before we have to get it to the corporation so that they can take a look at it and make sure it looks like it's the right information as well.
Jerry, it's Monica. If we were selected last year, how likely is it that we're going to be selected to do this again?
We haven't gotten any indication of how sampling will work. I don't know if it's a fairly random process or if indeed they'll take into account if someone's been sampled before. Just not sure at this point.
Good questions. Anything else?
Emily, this is Jennifer. I have a question on a different point. On the mini grants, can we apply towards food too, like cake or things like that?
That's a good question. We might have to confer on that and get back to you and see what the corporation considers an allowable expense for the purposes of these 20th anniversary funds.
Okay. So if we don't hear back in time, just because it's a quick turnaround, can I put it in the grant, and if necessary, we can change it? Something else?
Yeah, can make that a clarification item. It's more important that you get it in to us by the 23rd, and then we can get back to you with any clarification items.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, good question. Okay, what other questions are there? Okay, well, I'm not hearing any. Feel free to follow up with your grants officers if anything else comes up that you have questions on. But we thank you all for your time today, and we look forward to seeing you at one of our various summer or fall training events. So stay well, be in touch, and we'll see you. We'll talk to you, I guess, in next month for our peer support call. All right. Thank you all.